Waterloo Region's Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Xu Li Wang, has confirmed that a young child under the age of 10 has passed away after contracting COVID-19. The child had underlying health conditions. There were no school-related or childcare-related exposures in this case, said Dr. Wang. Further details have not been released due to privacy protocols and out of respect for the child's family. This is a rare but tragic circumstance and a devastating reminder of the serious nature of this virus, said Dr. Wang. This is a heartbreaking loss, and I wish to express my deepest sympathy and condolences to the family and loved ones. Premier Ford called the news absolutely gut-wrenching. In a post on social media, Ford said, "My prayers are with the family at this excruciatingly difficult time. This virus knows no bounds. It's why we need every eligible Ontarian to get vaccinated, to protect ourselves, our loved ones, and those who can't yet get vaccinated against COVID-19. Health Minister Christine Elliott called it a heartbreaking loss and said her thoughts and prayers are with the child's family. Public Health Ontario confirmed to 570 News that this is the third COVID-related death in the province involving a child under the age of 10. Children are our most precious residents. Unfathomable news to lose a child to COVID. Our hearts are with the parents, family and friends. The future is like a rug that has been pulled out from under them, by COVID. https://t.co/9hto38lr7s. Dave Jaworski, at Dave Jaworski, September 17, 2021. Deeply saddened by news today of a young child under 10 in at Region Waterloo who contracted #COVID-19 and has died. On behalf of everyone in the at City Kitchener, our heartfelt sympathy and condolences to this child's parents, family and friends. This virus is real. PLs get vaccinated. https://t.co/08pwtqvbop. Barry Verbanovic, at Barry Online, September 17, 2021. There have been so many lives lost in this pandemic. To hear this now about a young child is devastating. This virus is terrible. My heart is heavy, and extend my deepest condolences to the family at such a difficult time. https://t.co/rcjabe4zq, Lee Fairclough, at L. Fairclough, September 17, 2021.